Welcome to the Beard Group Corporate Restructuring Review for January 2012, brought to you by the editors of the Troubled Company Reporter and Troubled Company Prospector. In this month's Corporate Restructuring Review, we'll discuss five topics. First, last month's largest Chapter 11 filings and other statistics. Second, large Chapter 11 filings TCR editors anticipate in the near term. Third, a quick review of the major pending disputes in Chapter 11 cases that we monitor day by day. Fourth, reminders about debtors whose emergence from Chapter 11 has been delayed. And fifth, information you're unlikely to find elsewhere about new publicly traded securities being issued by Chapter 11 debtors. Topic number one, January 2012 mega cases. Now let's review the largest Chapter 11 cases in 2012. Danilo Munoz reports that nine companies filed for Chapter 11 protection in January 2012. With assets in excess of $100 million. This reversed the downward trend in December 2011, in which only five bankruptcy mega cases were filed. During the same month last year, January 2011, there were six companies that filed for Chapter 11 with assets in excess of $100 million. The average number of mega cases in 2011 is about seven per month, compared to about nine per month in 2010. The largest Chapter 11 filing for January 2012 was filed by Hostess Brands, Inc., which disclosed assets of $982 million and liabilities of $1.43 billion as of December 10, 2011. Hostess sought Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection on January 11th with a bankruptcy court for the Southern District of New York before Judge Robert Drain. Founded in 1930, Irving, Texas-based Hostess Brands is known for iconic brands such as Butternut, Ding Dongs, Dolly Madison, Drake's, Home Pride, Ho-Ho's, Hostess, Merida, Nature's Pride, Twinkies, and Wonder. Hostess has 36 bakeries, 565 distribution centers, and 570 outlets in 49 states. The Chapter 11 filing was made about 2 years after its predecessor, Interstate Bakeries Corp. and affiliates, emerged from bankruptcy. The new owners of Hostess have pursued Chapter 11 cases to escape from what they called, quote, uncompetitive and unsustainable union contracts, pension plans, and health benefit programs. Hostess' biggest unsecured creditor is the Bakery and Confectionery Union and Industry International Pension Fund, which it owes roughly $944.2 million. The second largest Chapter 11 filing was by Sunnyvale, California-based Trident Microsystems, Inc., a developer of integrated circuits and related software for processing, displaying, and transmitting high-quality audio, graphics, and images in home consumer electronics applications such as digital TVs, PC TV, and analog TVs, and set-top boxes. Trident Microsystems and its Cayman subsidiary, Trident Microsystems Far East LTD, sought Chapter 11 protection on January 4th with the bankruptcy court in Delaware before Judge Christopher Sanchi. Trident had $310 million in assets and $39.6 million in liabilities as of October 31, 2011. The third largest filer was Coach America Holdings, Inc., which filed to reorganize under Chapter 11 with the bankruptcy court in Delaware on January 3. Coach America disclosed $274 million in assets and $402 million in liabilities as of November 30, 2011. Coach America is the largest tour and charter bus operator and the second largest motor coach service provider in the United States. Coach America operates the second largest fleet in the U.S. with over 3,000 vehicles, including over 1,600 motor coaches, primarily under the Coach America, American Coach Lines, and Gray Line brands. Coach America and its subsidiaries commenced a voluntary Chapter 11 reorganization to ensure its long-term competitiveness and continue providing service to its customers. According to a statement, the bankruptcy filing was made with a focus on reducing company debt and advancing the best interests of the company and its stakeholders. Meanwhile, the owner of parcels of land identified as Rancho Las Flores in Hesperia, California, filed a Chapter 11 petition on January 19th with the bankruptcy court for the Central District of California. The corporate entity, Rancho Las Flores, LLC, disclosed $168.3 million in assets and liabilities of $58.1 million in documents attached to the petition. The company said that Rancho Las Flores is valued at $166.3 million. Another large Chapter 11 filing was by Jazarko International LLC, aka Jazarko International Trust. The Apache Junction, Arizona-based company filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy with the Bankruptcy Court for the District of Arizona on January 5th before Judge James M. Marlar. In this petition, Jazarko estimated $500 million to $1 billion in assets and $1 million to $10 million in debts. Four other companies filed for Chapter 11 protection, listing estimated assets and debts of $100 million to $500 million. They are Buffets, Inc., International Media Group, Inc., Jesco Construction Corp., and Vegas, Inc. Buffets, Inc. is the largest steak buffet restaurant company in the United States, operating 494 restaurants in 38 states. Buffets and all of its subsidiaries filed Chapter 11 petitions on January 18, 2012, with the Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware, after reaching a restructuring support agreement with 83% of its lenders. Together with its petition, Buffets also filed a pre-negotiated joint plan of reorganization and explanatory disclosure statement. Pursuant to the plan, Buffets will eliminate virtually all of its roughly $245 million in outstanding debt. Buffets is also seeking to reject leases for 83 underperforming restaurants. Buffets hopes to emerge from Chapter 11 within 6 months of the petition date. Buffets previously filed for bankruptcy in 2008 and emerged in April 2009. Higher gasoline and energy costs, along with a decline in guest count, have hampered the debtors' ability to service their long-term debt and caused a liquidity strain, forcing the company to return to Chapter 11 bankruptcy. International Media Group, Inc. and its affiliates operate television station KSCI-TV, Channel 18, Long Beach, California, KUAN-LP, Channel 48, Poway, California, and KIKU-TV, Channel 19, Honolulu, Hawaii. International Media Group and six affiliates filed Chapter 11 petitions with the Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware on January 9th, with the intent to sell their business as a going concern. NRJ-TV2, LLC, an entity owned by the first lien lender, will be the stalking horse bidder. Unless outbid at the auction, the pre-petition lenders will acquire the assets in exchange for a credit bid of $45 million, will assume certain liabilities, and fund a carve-out. An auction and sale hearing is contemplated to be held in March. Headquartered in Wiggins, Mississippi, Jesco Construction Corp. is a general contractor that specializes in disaster response and was part of the Hurricane Katrina cleanup. It filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy with the Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of Mississippi on January 5, 2012. Judge Catherine M. Sampson presides over the case. Detroit-based Vegas, Inc., also known as Vegas Liquor, filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy with the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the Eastern District of Michigan on January 11, 2012, before Judge Stephen W. Rhodes. In addition to the Chapter 11 mega filings, Catalyst Paper Holdings, Inc. sought Chapter 15 creditor protection with the Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware on January 17, 2012. The company's balance sheet at September 30, 2011, showed $1.45 billion in total assets, $1.31 billion in total liabilities, and $135.6 million in shareholders' equity. Buffets Inc.'s bankruptcy is the lone prepackaged mega case this year. For 2011, 13 of the 83 mega cases involved a prepackaged Chapter 11 plan as of the petition date, or about 16% of the large Chapter 11 filings. For fiscal year 2010, a total of 35 prepacks, prearranged cases were filed out of the 106 bankruptcy megacases, or about one in every three filings in 2010. Two of the nine bankruptcy megacases for January 2012 were engaged in manufacturing. The rest were engaged in construction, real estate, information, transportation, food services, and other industries. For 2011, the manufacturing industry has the most Chapter 11 megacases with 14, followed by the accommodation and food service industry with 12, finance and insurance with 9, information with 8, and retail, trade, and real estate with 7 each. The rest were dispersed throughout different industries. In January 2012, 4 of the 9 mega cases, or 44%, were filed in Delaware. The rest were distributed in the Southern District of New York, Arizona, Central District of California, Southern District of Mississippi, and the Eastern District of Michigan. However, the largest Chapter 11 filing, Hostess Brands, was filed in the Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of New York. For 2011, the Delaware Bankruptcy Court was favored by the bankruptcy mega cases, with 38 filings made there, or 46% of the mega cases, followed by the Southern District of New York with 16 mega case filings, or 19%, and by the Northern District of Texas with 4 filings, or 5% of the mega cases. Lehman Brothers Holding Corp. remains the biggest corporate bust in history. Lehman, which filed in 2008, had $639 billion in total assets and $613 billion in total debts at the time of its filing. For 2011, the largest Chapter 11 filing was filed by MF Global Holdings Ltd. and its affiliates. As of September 30, 2011, MF Global had $41.05 billion in total assets and $39.68 billion in total liabilities. That concludes Part 1 of the January Report. The report continues in Part 2.